I have been burned on so many investment opportunities. Ponzi schemes, crypto, which to me, they're not that all that much different. Anyway, here's the thing. I've gotten burned over and over. So I wanted to create a vehicle for accredited investors to put their money in a place that has a huge potential upside and a low possibility of a downside. That is our fund. Go to aaroncordovez.com/invest to find out if it's right for you. People often ask me, hey, can I sit down with you one-on-one? Let me pick your brain, get whatever info from you on how to sell on Amazon, how to get started. Well, guess what? You can sit one-on-one with me for more than 3 hours on my mini course, aaroncordovez.com/start. And I will sit down with you one-on-one and give you all the info that I think you need to get started on Amazon.
This is the Aaron Cordovez Show.
All right, today I have the intense pleasure of introducing to all of you Miss Barbara Carmichael. So impressive. I mean, I really am absolutely impressed what you've done at the, you know, starting in this Amazon thing at your age. I mean, that's, let's just call a spade here. It's not often that you meet somebody who has sold, you know, multiple hundreds of thousands, potentially even over $1 million. Over $1 million in sales, yeah, on Amazon, and you started
at 65.
At 65. That is absolutely impressive, and thank you for coming over.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, yeah. So at 65, you started Amazon, and what, like, which year was this? When did you get your start?
Probably end of 95, about
2015, right? 2015? Yeah, yeah. 2015, right?
Yeah, about 2015.
ASM6, yeah, because I started ASM5. So I actually started a little bit before you.
Okay.
Just slightly. So it was probably, what, it was like probably summer or something like
spring.
That.
Spring.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. So ASM6. Amazing Selling Machine, for you guys that don't know. Amazing Selling Machine. And you, someone told you, hey.
A friend of mine told me about it. And she had been looking for something. I wasn't really looking for anything. Mm-hmm. I have spent more than I've made all my life. I knew I was going to end up working for the rest of my life.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had an easy job. Uh-huh. I made decent money at it. So I really wasn't looking for anything.
Okay.
And then she came up with this opportunity. And I thought, well, that sounds exciting. I'd done some Amazon buying myself. And I bought the program. And of course, I bogged on the program. Statistically, I've heard that 80% of those who start never finish.
I think 80% maybe don't even get their first product. And then 95% don't
that
even
was
do well.
Absolutely, yeah. The hardest, yeah, thing to get through for me, mm-hmm, was finding a product. Mm-hmm. I came up with two products. My first product, I found out quickly that was a totally restricted product on Amazon. I was selling pinhole glasses.
What is that?
A pinhole glass is basically a black lens glass, mm-hmm, with pinholes in it. And what it does is changes how the light goes into the eye. Mm-hmm. It's great for eye exercise, but
yeah,
you
when
know,
anything,
you can't,
you're going to make a claim like, hey, you're going to, it's like meant, the intention is that it would improve someone's eyesight or something like that.
Exactly. You
okay,
cannot
say so if you
say that
improves your eyesight, you'll get shut down.
But
banned,
I knew that.
Sued, et cetera. Okay.
I had read the laws on, okay, it, and I did nothing in the listing that would have violated the rules.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you had to go to games to get pinhole glasses, and they had them that kids would wear. With designs on them. I just had plain black pinhole glasses. Mm-hmm. And I had listed them under health. Mm-hmm. I had, my friend, I had been procrastinating for months and months, but I had at least ordered the pinhole glasses because I was interested in the pinhole,
okay,
glasses.
Okay.
And I couldn't find any when I went to Amazon. So I thought, well, I'll give this a shot. They were cheap. And a friend came to visit. And they're sitting in a box. Well, she held my hand, and we finally
Mary
got...
Mary Kay, right?
Mary Kay. Yeah, Mary Kay. We got the listing up, and I just put that I had one, mm-hmm, in inventory.
Yep.
And I was selling it for, I think, $29.95. I hadn't posted my sale price, which was going to be $19.95, mm-hmm, and I sold those glasses within 3 days.
Wow.
That was an
aha. How many? So you started with one.
I just said I had one.
In 3 days, you sold it.
In 3 days, I sold it. So anyway, I sold the one, and within a week, they had delisted me. So I found somebody, a local health food store. They bought them all. I didn't make any money, but I didn't lose any money either.
Okay.
And then I'm getting frustrated trying to find another product. Mm-hmm. And it's just, okay, Barbara, just get something up.
I love that.
It had worked miraculously the first time around. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to get something up. So I did a meat thermometer. Mm-hmm. Terrible product. I mean, the product was okay, but there's like 20 pages of meat thermometers, and they only retail for $19.95. Yeah. I sold a few.
It's a tough market. We're in it, and it's tough.
Very tough. And I had done what Amazing Selling Machine had said to do to increase ranking. I got from page 7 to page 3, but I learned very quickly, I'll never make a living selling this product. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I sold them at cost on Amazon and found a wholesaler that I could sell some to. Got rid of the inventory, never lost a dime.
Great. Okay, so you have two products so far you've tried.
Yep.
They were both utter and complete failures.
Yep.
But
I didn't lose money. I didn't lose any money.
So that's not so bad. You could go back into bat again. Right?
Exactly.
You strike out, but you don't have any points against you. Okay.
I saw the beauty of Amazon and how easily it could be done. And there was a product that I was personally interested in. Mm-hmm. It weighed 9 pounds. Mm-hmm. Total violation of the rules on Amazing Selling Machine. Mm-hmm. And I flew them over for several years. It cost me as much per mat to fly them over to be able to stay in inventory than I paid for the mat.
Wow, it was flying over a 9 pound product. That is a heavy investment.
It was, but I started with three. I told them, I found a manufacturer and I said, it's a far infrared mat, which is a very specialized heating mat. Far infrared is ray that comes from the sun. Mm-hmm. And the far infrared is generated by 6.5 pounds of crystal sewn into the mat. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing technology. Anyway, I told the manufacturer, I said, I want three samples. Mm-hmm. So I got the three samples. I immediately put two up on Amazon, used one myself, and after an hour at the highest temperature, I was just absolutely amazed at how the body felt afterwards. Mm-hmm. That's where Charmed came from, because it just seemed like a Charmed product.
Yes, yes.
I felt hugged afterwards. I still use one regularly.
Yeah.
I sold them to start with for $429. Mm-hmm. Seemed like a fair price. The multi-level competitor was selling them for $700, so I thought I was giving everybody a pretty good deal.
Absolutely. And again, guys, so this is the founder of Charmed Fur Mats. Far infrared, that's what fur stands for. Charmed Fur Mats on Amazon. And from my understanding, you were one of the first to release a far infrared mat on Amazon, period. I mean, at that time, you didn't
see... I was
the
first one of that particular style. There were other cheaper far infrared mat, but it didn't produce as much far infrared because it had fewer stones. It was just...
cheaper.
Yeah, it was a cheaper mat. Not the same kind of mat, but a similar mat.
Mm-hmm. And just to back up a bit.
Yeah.
So you did Amazing Selling Machine. You took the course and you said, these guidelines don't work for me. I'm going to do something totally different. Or how did you choose then this product?
Because I was personally interested.
Okay.
When I had seen the results from the first two products I had put up, even though there was no long-term potential in it, the sales were really astounding. Even on the meat thermometer, when I was on page 7, I still sold some meat thermometers.
Yep.
Just not in the volume I needed to sell.
Yeah.
And I knew these mats were available through multi-level for $700. So I thought, well, I wonder what
biomat.
I could...
I think we talked about this briefly.
The right? biomat, that's
the
right.
That's the one that's there.
Exactly. It's a great product. It's just a very expensive product.
Yeah. And how did you hear about the biomat? Like, let's take me back. Like, how did you even hear about this company, biomat? Like, what are their claims? Why is this a thing?
I had a massage therapist who would put one on her massage table. So when I went over for a massage, I was laying on a mat. Mm. Not at the highest temperature or higher temperature, so I didn't really get all of the benefit from it. But I liked the idea. And when I got my first mat from the manufacturer that became Charmed, I had been using liniment on my neck every day for weeks.
What is that?
Liniment is when you have a muscle strain, a sore neck, liniment is very good. And
it's
I sit in front of a computer. Yeah.
Okay.
Sit in front of a computer and my head comes forward. And my neck was so sore.
Yeah.
I laid on my mat for 1 hour at the highest temperature. And I threw out, I haven't used liniment since.
Wow.
Now I use, it's not a, doesn't cure things, but it will alleviate the symptoms from a lot of things. And certainly muscle stress.
Great. And so, and of course, on these things, right, in the world we live in, regardless of a customer saying this did this for me, or it did something for you, that's not something you can really talk about on, let's say, Amazon.
That's true.
Right. So how? Okay. Oh, okay. There's a lot of info here. So your massage therapist used a mat.
Yes.
And you said, I like this. Let me sell it. Right. Or what? No, not at the massage therapist, but like when you were doing Amazon and you said, I'm going to do something because this is good for people or what? Like, give me
Well, I had learned through the first two products, I had learned how easy it was to procure products, from halfway around the world.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay.
So good. I went on, God, I can't even think of the website.
But Alibaba.
Alibaba. Went on Alibaba to see if I could buy them wholesale. And sure enough, I could, and I did. I started out with three mats, kept putting the money back into the business. My initial investment was
$300. $300?
For those three mats.
Okay.
I sold those mats for $429. I put that money back in, so I'm ordering 30, and then I'm ordering 300.
Next thing you know, how did you end that first year of your sales?
My first full year was just shy of $500,000.
Wow. $400,000 of sales with a pretty healthy profit margin.
With a very healthy profit margin.
So that's like, that is a massive, amazing undertaking. And I'll say that congratulations.
Thank you.
On achieving that. It's amazing. I mean, guys, what just blows my mind is Alibaba. It's like, you don't even remember the website. That's not important. Who cares?
Exactly.
Who cares? You don't need to answer trivia. You need to do something that's a bit ballsy. And it's like, it wasn't what you were told to do. You weren't told to do some expensive item. You weren't told to do a high price thing.
No.
But you saw a hole. You saw that it's not offered on Amazon.
That's right.
Quality that is actually a good product.
That's right.
There's a demand for this thing. It actually helps people. So you made it your mission to get it out there.
Yep.
And you got it out in a ridiculous amount of quantity very fast.
I've helped a lot of people to acquire an affordable far infrared mat. I've been able to buy in such volume since I first started. My price has dropped from $429 to $299.
That's amazing. And so what I like about your story, I mean, this is the beginning of the story, because again, there's a lot of time left. Okay.
That's true.
So you didn't listen to a specific rule. You just thought it needed to go out there. And what, I mean, what were you thinking? Did you ever expect to sell like that much?
No. But it's like with the pinhole glasses, I just put it up. It was a minimal investment. So it's like, put it up, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. Good. And then it started coming in and started coming in. And
I get more and more customers. I get rave reviews. I get a lot of referrals. I have wholesale accounts now, where other people want to be able to sell them to their contacts. Because it's just absolutely amazing technology if a person, for so many maladies.
And tell me how, like, what were your sales strategies? I mean, this is, again, 2015, 2016, 2017, in that area, like, in the heyday or the big debut. What were the strategies? Like, how did you get the thing to sell?
You know, I've tried advertising, and it's such a niche market. People are into drugs and operations and all sorts of things for allopathic solutions to pain relief. This is an alternative pain relief solution. So it doesn't have as broad a base. I never found advertising worked particularly well. I tried it in a few places and it never paid for itself.
And you know, advertising has changed a bit. Right now, the ads are like the top row or top two rows. The top at the very top and then the whole top row and then a little bit of the next row sometimes. Sometimes even three rows. So, you know, depending on what time you're doing that, like advertising has changed so drastically. Where before most brands got maybe somewhere between 10 to 20 to maybe 30% of the sales from ads. Now it's on average like 50 to 60% of sales come from ads.
Wow.
I mean, it's changed quite a bit. The advertising landscape is just, it's just different. Where before organic was the beef.
Right.
Right now, most, like a huge amount of brands getting more and more sales from advertising. I don't know. This is a piece of information that you probably didn't know. But like 4 years ago, Amazon advertising was just kind of starting. They didn't even like, I don't know how many, 4 or 5 years ago, they didn't even have like $1 billion of sales of ads. It went from, I don't know, like 300 million to like 2 billion, then to 8 billion.
Wow.
And to like, it's over $10 billion now.
Wow.
So they've taken so much money from sellers, but the landscape is now ads are the thing. And it kind of always discussed, you know, the sales have gone down a little bit. It's now become a necessity to advertise.
Yeah.
It's kind of, anyway, we'll go over that. And we have a plan.
Okay.
But I have a plan. Okay. But what I wanted, like, you earlier you had mentioned about people were searching for a specific type of mat.
Right.
And then you were like, hey, I'm going to show up there.
Yes.
No? You want to talk about a little bit of that strategy? It's not like a bad, it's a fine.
Well, it was, it. I have looked for other products, and that was the toughest thing I ever tried to tackle in all the years that I've been on Amazon, is finding the product. You've got certain rules, and more people have gotten on Amazon. That competition is extreme.
Yes.
Whatever product you have, you are going to have to pay for advertising. So that takes a lot of money out of the profits. I think it's definitely gotten harder, definitely not impossible. But to find what my parameters were with my product, how do you find a product like that?
No, I don't think you can. So, you know, when you have, and just kind of as a, what I want to talk about here is just the pattern, right? At the beginning, there's a product that existed in the MLM, right? Multi-level marketing. And on Amazon, it was very not prominent, almost no seller even had anything similar.
Right.
This is called what we call, I guess in the marketing world, like the blue ocean. It's open. You just swim and it's like open for you. It's now, you know. And then as it gets full of competitors or you, like sharks, it gets bloody and it becomes a red ocean.
Yep.
And now there's just like, you have all price points from the highest to the lowest to the mid. You have so much Chinese. You have this. You have low. You have all sorts of stuff.
Yep.
To find now... Again, it's always more difficult to find something that's like Blue Ocean where you go in and... I remember a guy who started in 2014 and he had the first spiralizer ever. He put it up and he was selling like 200 or 300 per day.
Wow.
The first day with no ads, no nothing. It was just the first one there. That was... Amazon was like that at
it
some
was.
Point. I mean,
it
you
was.
Just put it up and you're the first one. You're going to sell.
Exactly.
And you're like, well, I don't know what happened. But and it happened to me too. And we had... a scenario for us where that's happening. You're like, let's just launch and launch and launch. And we had so much success and then we launched so much. And then you go, it changes. The landscape changes. And like for now, if you can find any MLM company that type of product doesn't exist on Amazon, that would be a massive opportunity.
Oh, it would.
I don't
absolutely.
Know what it would be. You know,
I don't know either.
Underwater watches that protect your breathing. I don't know. Like, how do you... I don't know what kind of product that does exist, but I will tell you, for example, like in our category, the frothers were becoming a trend. And we hit that trend before it really was a thing, and we added to the market. So they only existed in black on Amazon. Everybody had a little black frother, and the category was coming up, and we said, let's offer better, like an actual better product. So we offered it in four colors, and we went from nowhere to number one in months.
Wow.
In months. Like, it was ridiculous, but it was because we improved the market. You know, when you're the only seller, you're the only seller.
Right.
You don't have to really one up anybody. You don't have to beat anybody.
That's true.
You can just be there. And that's the first
step. But that leaves
step.
Room for somebody like you who sees the blue ocean.
To come in and say, wow, there's only one seller. I'm going to go take advantage of this opportunity and add stuff, right? And that's where, you know, this Amazon, the complexity increases, and then, you know, it gets harder. There's no other way about it. That's kind of how it happens. And you came in at a great time. And I tell people it's a bit of a curse sometimes, because when you come in at that time, the skills to sell on Amazon today are not the same skills to sell on Amazon 8 years ago.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's like 8 years ago, you just had to believe. You know what I mean?
Just put it up.
Just put it up. It's true. I mean, it was unbelievable. But a lot of people who had success in that time period have eventually come down. And I'm gonna show you a couple of tools, because I wanna help get this stuff back up. And I'll say here, I know you mentioned people who want to try out this infrared mat.
Oh yes. I will give them my mats range in price from $199 to $799, yep, depending on the size. So for all of your viewers, if they are interested in the mat, go to my website, which is charmedfirmats.com, and put in promo code thanks, Aaron.
Okay.
They'll get $100 off any mat they purchase.
Great. Amazing. Amazing. And then if you like the mat, by the way, you can always go and leave an unverified review on Amazon. I mean, if you buy it.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean? Because it's a full part purchase. This is totally legit, and that'll help out. Now, what I wanna basically do a bit of a trial of a test here, because you're in a really interesting scenario where you have a product that's worked very well, has gotten good reviews, and the market has shifted. And you're in a scenario that a lot of people are in. A lot of people have had a product and maybe it's gone down a bit. In fact, huge companies, not just small businesses, but big companies are in the same scenario where they're losing that competitive edge. And I want to do a bit of a training and more videos follow up. And I don't know, people, just, you got to subscribe to the channel, aaroncordovas.com/subscribe. And I will send out an email or something. I got to figure out exactly how we'll do this. But I want to take your brand as a case study.
No.
I want to take it as a case study. And I want to show publicly, this is where we're at right now. And let's take what steps are needed to bring it back like 5x.
That would be really cool.
I mean, you know, and here's the thing.
I might even come out of semi-retirement.
Exactly. There you go. So here's the thing. There's no reason. Here's the things that tell me that a brand can be brought up into prominence. Okay. Number one, the current top seller on Amazon, is their product better than your product?
No, we have the same manufacturer.
Good. So if you have the same manufacturer as a top seller, okay? And again, sometimes the factories will say that, but it probably is true. I don't know for sure. I can't confirm it, but
I have been in touch with them years ago, and we do use the same manufacturer.
Good. So when that's the case, generally there's nothing actually stopping you from getting back market share, because all it is now is how you showed off that product.
That's true.
It's I call it the three P's, which is your product. So here, the product, it's going to be very similar or almost even the same. Of course, you might need different sizes or different like colors, or you might need to change that, but you have the factory. So that's not like an impossible thing to solve, because whatever they do for them, they can do for you.
Right.
Pretty much. Then you have, of course, the pricing. In this case, it's part of the product as well. But then it's your page. So we're going to work and we'll do a before and after of the page. Okay. And we'll show some of that. And then it's the promotion, and that is the ads. And somehow or another, the ads, now it's has to be done. And so we'll do this case study, and I'm going to probably, before this episode goes live, we'll have a couple of these first things, and I'll have a case study up, because this will go up in a little bit. And we're going to aaroncordovas.com/let's call it. We're going to call it Revive.
All right. Sounds good.
We're
going to
call it Revive. aaroncordovas.com/revive. That'll be the case study page. And we're going to do this. We're going to take this existing stuff. We're going to go, hey, it had this much sales. These are the sales now. Here are the things that I would recommend for someone in this scenario. Because there are listeners that they come to the scenario. And that's all we're going to work on is the product, right? The page and the promotion. That's it. There's three things. The three piece. There's nothing else that matters on Amazon. That's it. I mean, that's pretty much all of Amazon. Like, that's it.
That's true.
That's your product, your page, and your promotion. We work on those three things. We'll make like a mini training on each of these. You have set an example for people to go ahead and try and go ahead and push and do things where it's just not like expected. It's not something that you know, and you actually came to one of my, the way we met, you came to one of my little events here.
That's right.
And I was shocked. I'm like, $500,000 in a year. You started at age 65. And
with $300.
With $300
invested. I am a big Shark Tank fan. And I watch it faithfully, and I am stunned at how many businesses have invested $1 million plus, mm-hmm. mostly of investors' mm-hmm. money, and are still not making a profit after 3 years. It's like I invested $300. The potential is enormous.
Yes. Yes. I really want to see what I could do. And let's put in your scenario, in your estimation of this, where is it that you would need help? Let's say I'm not my opinion, but on Amazon right now, what are the points that are lacking in your eyes that you see?
Well, I've been restricted multiple times. Mm-hmm. So my listing does not say what I would like it to say. Mm. My listing, if somebody is looking for a biomat, they know what a biomat is. Mm-hmm. I come up if you type in biomat in the searches. Mm-hmm. Then it's just me against the competitor. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to sell you on what my product actually does. Mm-hmm. I used to be able to do that. Somebody who was looking at a $30 heating pad, if they came across me, my listing would show that there was a significant difference between these two products, mm-hmm. which justifies the difference in the cost. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Advertising, I think I probably need the most help with. I've mm-hmm. noticed in recent years, somebody can advertise at the foot of my listing mm-hmm. under the bullet points. Mm-hmm. And yes, and I'm sure I lose sales mm-hmm. from that.
Do you currently run any advertising?
No.
Zero. Yeah. And so this is what occurs. The sale, like with no advertising again. And we talked about the percentage of sales that come from ads, but there are brands. I know several brands that we have come in that just never did advertising and did fine in, you know, 2016, 2017.
Yes.
And they've been just consistently going down and not changing with this whole new landscape of the ads. And so, that's definitely one piece. And I think, what you can say, what's interesting is normally those restricted policies, and just to talk about this right now, just to briefly, when they give you some restriction, they normally say like what it is exactly that you couldn't say. And then also you can look at the competitors, whatever they say, you generally can kind of say. It kind of depends. I mean, that's what, not exactly, because maybe they didn't
maybe
get
they
reported.
Just haven't been busted yet.
Yeah. So what we do sometimes is we'll take, okay, here's what are the claims Amazon is saying that cannot be made. Okay. So I think the legal for pain relief, you cannot say pain relief unless it has like menthol, because there's like an actual case study that showed that like menthol 3% provides pain relief. So like FDA is okay with that. Otherwise, the word pain relief is like a big no-no. You put pain relief, anything that's a menthol, like you're down in a second. So pain relief and stuff you can't say. But you could maybe say, you know, soothes muscles maybe, or may soothe muscles. Again, I'm not a lawyer and this is nothing. Don't, please do not listen to what I'm saying. There are certain things, and you can normally see whoever's like the top seller One way is you can actually make a case on Amazon and say, report them for making the claim that they're making. You can say, they said soothes muscles, right? Let's just say. You can actually report them to Amazon and say, soothe muscles, or some customers report that their muscles have been soothed.
Right.
Even that, you're not making a claim. You're saying one of your customers said, or two of your customers, whatever, said that it soothed their pain or soothed their muscles. You might get shut down anyway.
Even if it's not a claim, or even if it's true.
Because, anyway. But if it's existing on someone else's page and you report them to Amazon and they do not get taken down, that is some confirmation, and it's not for sure because there's different people, but it's at least an indication that maybe you could try. Another thing that could be done is you can try things with a different ASIN, like a different variation, and you put those in there. And then if that gets shut down, it's not that big of a problem.
Right.
Sometimes that's another way to do it. But
it'd be nice if there was a list of all the words you could not use, and I've never come across.
No, they wouldn't do that because then now there's a lot of exploitation. There's a lot of black hat. There's a lot of stuff out there. But I would say that the key point is the things that you like to say. We'll go over them. I really want to make this case study. I think it's going to be a good one because I think there's a lot to be done on this. You're in a market that's important. That has people that, again, could save a lot of money and maybe have a very, very almost exactly the same product as another one that costs twice or three times as much. That means you can provide value for people.
That's right.
And that's a good place to be in. It's not so much of me too, the same as everybody else. And you picked a pretty good market. Clearly it's done very well. I mean, you've been able to pay for a lot of things. You've been able to, you know, what was your job, by the way, before, or you still have a job?
No, okay. I've only been doing Amazon for the last 5 years.
Okay.
Having a job to start with was part of the problem because I only worked 30 hours a week. I made a decent living. I worked from home and I didn't really need the Amazon thing.
Right.
So I had to fit learning that and doing it within my schedule with the other job.
Mm-hmm. And what were you doing? What was it?
I was coordinating health and wellness events for corporations in New York.
Wow. Wow, very sophisticated events. Yeah. That's amazing. So that you had a job, you're hustling, and you're throwing on Amazon on top of it. it's just amazing.
So it was slow. It was a slow walk.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny. I was faster than my walk was not that fast. By the way, I think my first year made like 150,000 or something. So anyway, whatever. I forgot the exact number. Okay. So is there anything you'd like to share with people? Whether they're already selling on Amazon, they haven't tried it, they're thinking about it. Of course, things have changed, but what do you think is something that people could learn from you that you are uniquely fitted to tell people?
What I would tell your audience is if you're considering it, do it. Mm-hmm. It's really a minimal investment. The potential is enormous, but you have to do the program. Mm-hmm. You know, even if it's just an hour 5 days a week, just do the steps you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fail at one product, just find another product.
Yeah, I think that's an amazing message because your first product was a bomb, second product was a bomb, and you said let's keep going. You know how many people have 20-year-olds, they're like, they fail one product, Amazon is horrible.
It doesn't work.
It's just unreal. It's unreal to me. You know, come on.
And if I ever launched another product, which I may or may not, if I ever launched another product, I would ask the manufacturer for, depending on the price, the retail price, 3 to 5 samples.
Mm-hmm. And then put them up.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So you're not investing. And another good thing about an expensive retail product is you don't have to buy 1,000 of them.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah, some of these items that we have somewhere, the minimum order is 6 units, 12 units when they're big or expensive or whatnot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you're looking at a minimal investment.
I love the samples.
Just do it.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. Love it. Okay, excellent. Well, Barbara, you don't do social media stuff, do you?
I do have a fan page.
You have a fan page. Okay, so if people want to find you, wherever they go find you, or maybe send you a message or anything, find you anywhere.
My website would be the easiest way. You can contact me directly on my website.
Charmed Fur?
Charmed Fur Mats.
CharmedFurMats.com. Yep. Okay, good. Yep. If you want to reach Barbara, find her on her website. Guys, million-dollar seller. Barbara started at 65 years old. It's just wow. So thank you for sharing that story, and let's do this. Let's do the Revive Project.
Excellent. Thank you for having me, Aaron. And I look forward to a very prosperous future.